My name is Pauline Wanjiru. I'm 20 years old. I'm a student and also a peer educator under DSW. Today is Menstrual Hygiene Day. We bring together girls and talk on menses, about menstrual cycles, about the hygiene that they're supposed to have during their menses, and how to clean their body during menstrual cycle. Also, we give them the ways how to get affordable pads or always all those different types of pads, and also on the taboos of menses, because most people think that being in menses as a girl is it's like a curse. So we try and eradicate those curse, those myths and misconceptions they have on and menses and menstrual cycle. That is about family planning. Family planning is a way of spacing out your children. People use family planning so that they can space their children for a better future. That is, so when you use family planning, there are different types of methods that you can use for contraceptive, according to your body. So different people use different type of family planning and contraceptive, so that they can be able to, as in the one that work well with their body. So like, there's some people who can use pills, others can use Idepo, others can use Implanon, and even others can use the non-hormonal ones, which one is the coil and the condom. So different people use different family planning method according to their body type and according to the hormones in their body. Contraceptive is best to use because most people these days are very active in sex. So when you use family planning, if you don't want to get pregnant at an early age, when you use family planning, you prevent yourself from getting pregnant. And also, the best method is condom, because condom prevents you from HIV and STIs, and also it prevents you from getting pregnant. So when you use condom, you are safe both sides. You are safe from getting HIV, safe from getting STIs, safe from getting pregnancy. So the method that I can advocate for people to use is condom, though the other methods are also good according to someone's decisions and choice. Okay, about FGM, in Nairobi it has not been a case that has been prone. Ajakua, it's not common in Nairobi. But as for me, what I think about FGM is not supposed to be there, because when a girl undergoes FGM, he's in the risk of getting HIV, he's in the risk of getting STIs. For me, what I understand is, whatever a man can do, a woman can do better. Because there's nothing that they have more bigger than that we don't have as ladies or as women. So whatever they can do, we can also do it. Just like people who become engineers, girls become engineers, and they do it better than men. So that, to me, women can do better than men. So there's nothing that is supposed to be kept aside for men and others for women, because all of us, we have the same capability. Nothing that I can do, you cannot do. So what I have is that everything can be done with anyone. A woman can become a pilot, a woman can become anything he wants in life, as long as he's focused and is determined to do that. As for me, what I'm studying currently is computer engineering. I want to become a programmer. Someone who can program codes, someone who can program computers, who can hack computers. That's all. I'm passionate about that. I want to be a specialist and a software engineer, that is.